something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Kacha Road before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This is a continuation of the message, Fellowship Through Prayer.
Hallelujah. Anybody can teach faith when everything is going all right. You understand? Anybody can, they don't talk faith when they're in trouble. When they come out, they talk faith now and testify. That means the likelihood of their going back into trouble from where they came out is very high. There's great possibility that they're going to go back into trouble. If it was healing they got, they're likely going to get sick again. And this time they might die sick. If it was a good job they got, they're going to lose it sometime soon and be flat on their back again. Knowing the word and having the Spirit of God with the will to live by it will make the difference. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit can help you. See, you can have a good idea, but you may not have the motivation, the push to go on and do it. For example, there are a lot of people who retired and they got their gratuities. They got all their money, all their pay. And they were saying, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that with my money. I'm going to establish this with my money. They had all the plans and still didn't do it until all the money was spent right in their hands. And it was all gone. They never did what they said they were going to do. What happened to them? I tell you, they didn't have the drive, the push to get it done. They were hesitant. They had many reasons. What if you leave it in the bank and the bank closes? What if you spend it on this and then it doesn't work? What if you start that business and fail? The Bible says they could not be persuaded, so they couldn't enter in. So they've got a lot of what if and what if and what if and what if and what if. They're not as adventurous. Do you know it happens also spiritually? Here, you want to talk to somebody about Jesus? No, I don't want him to think that I'm trying to convince him so he can give me the business. So I'm going to talk. Let's just discuss the business first, and then we can talk about Jesus later. Oh, no. Well, I would have to tell him about Jesus on another occasion. Okay, I want to talk maybe at the next bus stop. Maybe. And you are hesitant and so hesitant until you lose it. But when the Holy Spirit, and this is what you mean by revival, when you say there's a revival in that place, the move of the Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Ghost moves on men and causes them to do what he wants them to do. But really, he doesn't just impose himself on people. He comes as a result of prayer. So sometimes we can tell people, go and evangelize. We can strategize with our members. We can strategize with our leaders and tell them what to do and then expect them to do it. And then still they don't get it done. We wonder why. You see, it didn't work. Why didn't it work? Because they left out the Spirit. Walking with the Holy Spirit. Praying. I tell people, prayer is vital. You see, many men of God in their lives discovered certain things about prayer. I love what John Wesley said. He said, it appears that God will do nothing except we pray. You see, he couldn't say God will do nothing except we pray. He couldn't say that. He said, it appears Because he had gone through a lot of stuff in his life and said, well, it looks like God ain't going to do nothing until we pray. We have to pray. When you study the Bible, you discover you've got to pray. And prayer really doesn't make God do something. Why? Because, you see, God already knows what's in your mind. So when we talk about prayer, it's not so much as, oh, there's this great God of glory up there in heaven and he's not going to do nothing until we push him to do it. No. The truth is, prayer does something in us that cannot be done otherwise. That positions us spiritually to receive that which belongs to us. That causes our spirit to so mingle with the Spirit of God. It causes a oneness with the Spirit. Prayer is like an intercourse that brings people together as one. Prayer gets your spirit. See, even though A is married to B, all right, that it's written on paper and they got the certificate that they are married, doesn't change anything. Are you still there? It doesn't change anything. They can walk out of each other tomorrow. Just walk out of the house and just change the name. It's a paper. Somebody got angry. He said, to hell with you, and tore the certificate. The woman said, it's not your fault. It's because I came here. Both of them were so mad at each other. And he was trying to kick her out, and she was trying to move out too. So he tore the certificate, and she said, took her things and left. In other words, it meant nothing to them. Can you understand what I'm talking about? They were married, but it meant nothing. So that the two of you said, I do, on that altar, doesn't change anything. What do I mean by that? There's more to it. In other words, it doesn't mean that you're going to be living together as one. It doesn't mean that you're going to have the same mind and walk with the same purpose. No, it's not going to do anything. There has to be a fellowship. There has to be an intercourse of the mind and of the body. You understand what I'm talking about? That's what makes you one. Prayer is what does that for us with God. Even though we're born again and he's our Father, we can walk out on him. Even though Papa God loves us so much, and we love him too. A man and his wife, you know, they may love each other, but if there's no communication, it dies. First it dries out, then it dies. No communication. Then you question the love, because love will produce communication. So that's what prayer is for us. Prayer brings us together with him, a mingling together. It's so important. And when we pray, and through that prayer, mingle. How long do you want to fellowship with God? How long do you want to pray? How long? If it's so short and so brief, it's not so good. So what? Talk. It doesn't have to be a list of items that we must talk about. You know, people, they just want to know exactly what we want to talk about. Can we just know exactly what it is? You know, you don't do that with God. You don't do that if you want to build that fellowship. Talk. Open your mind. Then sometimes just be there. Thank you. Just be there. Talk to him. And then listen to him. So if you would pray like this, there would be a oneness with the Holy Spirit. Suddenly you will have his thoughts. You will have his ideas. Especially if you're honest. You know, a lot of people are not honest. Some people are truthful and dishonest. Some are dishonest and truthful. You know, you can tell the truth and not be honest. And you can be honest and not tell the truth. They are two different things. Are you still there? That's why in the court of law they say, are you prepared to tell the truth? The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Because they know the difference. You can tell the truth and not the whole truth. And then tell the truth plus. Now, anyway, it's important that we understand that we should not only tell the truth, we should be honest in our heart. Hallelujah. So when we strategize and plan and say, these are the things we're going to do, these are the things we've got to pray. In fact, you have to many times, you have to fast and pray. Many times you have to fast. Are you listening? And we must be wise about the things of God. We must be wise and understand Satan's manipulations. Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe he died to save my soul. I believe God raised him up from the dead, and he's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life, and then his vision becomes real, not only to you, but he makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kaduna and Christ Embassy Television. Number 3, Katia Road, before Station Market, Kaduna. Number 6/8, Sarkin Power Street, opposite St. Michael, opposite Future View Filling Station Television, Kaduna. Worship with us on Sundays, 7 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. If you'd like us to pray with you, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0802-800-6877 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. This message is titled Fellowship Through Prayer. For the continuation of this message, please visit www.levelradio.fm. To listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-8334 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.